Chapter 7. Miniature, she says, of my poor dear father. I little thought once that I should ever thank God for depriving me of the original, but I do, and have done 4 years back, most fervently. Take it away, sir, she says, it's a face that never turned from me in sickness and distress, and I can hardly bear to turn from it now, when, God knows, I suffer both in no ordinary degree. I couldn't say nothing, but I raised my head from the inventory which I was filling up, and looked at Fixum. The old fellow nodded to me significantly, so I ran my pen through the mini I had just written, and left the miniature on the table. Well, sir, to make short of a long story, I was left in possession, and in possession I remained. And though I was an ignorant man, and the master of the house a clever one, I saw what he never did, but what he would give worlds now if he had 'em, to have seen in time. I saw, sir, that his wife was wasting away, beneath cares of which she never complained, and griefs she never told. I saw that she was dying before his eyes. I knew that one exertion from him might have saved her, but he never made it. I don't blame him. I don't think he could rouse himself. She had so long anticipated all his wishes, and acted for him, that he was a lost man when left to himself. I used to think when I caught sight of her, in the clothes she used to wear, which looked shabby even upon her, and would have been scarcely decent on anyone else, that if I was a gentleman it would wring my very heart to see the woman, that was a smart and merry girl when I courted her, so altered through her love for me. Bitter cold and damp weather it was, yet, though her dress was thin, and her shoes none of the best, during the whole 3 days, from morning to night, she was out of doors running about to try and raise the money. The money was raised, and the execution was paid out. The whole family crowded into the room where I was, when the money arrived. The father was quite happy as the inconvenience was removed. I dare say he didn't know how. The children looked merry and cheerful again. The eldest girl was bustling about, making preparations for the first comfortable meal they had had since the distress was put in, and the mother looked pleased to see them also. But if ever I saw death in a woman's face, I saw it in hers that night. I was right, sir, apostrophe continued Mr. Bung, hurriedly passing his coat sleeve over his face. The family grew more prosperous, and good fortune arrived. But it was too late. Those children are motherless now, and their father would give up all he has since gained house, home, goods, money, all that he has, or ever can have, to restore the wife he has lost. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.